We're back here between periods, our first intermission at the Lumberjacks leading Altoona 1-0. The goal by Ben Feck at the 2:30 mark of the first period. The assist going to Jack Knuckles, an even strength goal, and the Lumberjacks lead it 1-0. Saves in the period for Altoona goaltender Alex Hermanson. He had 10, and Ian Corbett with 3, as they were not able to put on too much pressure. Altoona did have a couple of scoring opportunities, a couple of odd man rushes, but couldn't take advantage of them. Lumberjacks killed off the only penalty they had, as did Altoona. They had one penalty as well and were able to kill that off. I want to remind the former East players that might be listening that the East Hockey Alumni game has been scheduled. It's going to be Saturday, December 28th at Marathon Park at 7 o'clock. If you want more information on that, you can email Mike Slagowski. His email address is mslugger@msn.com if you want more information on the East Hockey Alumni game. All right. The Zamboni is finishing up his work, and both teams are returning to the ice. And we'll take one more quick timeout, come back, and start the second period. Lumberjacks leading 1-0. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Hockey on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Here we go, coming back in 3, 2, 1. And we're back here at the Hobbs Arena in Altoona as the Lumberjacks and the Railroaders begin the second period of play. East leading 1-0 on a Ben Feck goal. A little over 2 minutes into the period, Lumberjacks got on the board. East Hockey brought to you in part by the law firm of Mallory and Zimmerman, proud supporter of local high school sports, wishing all of the area athletes a successful season, and also by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people live lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home, supporting Lumberjack sports. All right, it'll be the starting line back out there for East. Ben Feck at center, Jack Knuckles, and Gabe McGinnity. The defenseman to start will be Andy Cravens and also Nick Piscula. And the draw won by East. Back to the defenseman, Cravens with it. Sends a pass ahead to McGinnity, who dumps it in. Lumberjacks will give chase. McGinnity coming in on the forecheck. Pins the puck up against the boards. Then out to the near boards. Knuckles tries to get it out of there. Altoona trying to clear it. Can't get it out. There's a shot thrown in from a point by Piscula. That's deflected wide. Comes to the near corner. Battle for it there. Out to the point to Cravens, who backhands it, but not deep enough. And Altoona able to clear it. It's going to come into the zone. They've got a man in behind the defense, but it's going to be an icing call against Altoona. And we get a whistle and a faceoff coming in the East offensive zone. Talked about the schedule for next week. The Lumberjacks will begin Valley Conference play Tuesday night. They take on Stevens Point. We'll have that game live for you from the KB Willett Arena at 7 o'clock. Faceoff comes to center ice in the slot area, or comes in front of the net to the slot area. Now deflected out to center ice, and the East defenseman have to chase it down. Holcomb with it. Tries to flick a pass ahead, didn't get enough on that. It's intercepted by Altoona. Alex Weber tried to take it in, but here come the Lumberjacks back the other way. Dumped in by Landon Dainel. Slides all the way around behind the net along the backboards. Run down there by Nick Devorney. Slides to the corner. A check along the boards. Holds the puck in by East. There's a shot thrown in and a glove save by Hermanson, as Landon Dainel was on the doorstep waiting for a rebound, but there was none. And a faceoff coming. 15:55 to play here, second period. Lumberjacks leading 1-0. Faceoff sent down into the corner. Altoona will grab it there and look to break it out. Caleb Anderson sends the pass ahead. Center ice, dangerous pass. Intercepted and taken back in by Andrew Dainel. He flicks the centering pass, goes behind his two line mates, and comes out of the zone. Holcomb will send it back the other way. Grabbed, though, by Altoona, who will send it in. That's going to be another icing call against Altoona as they dumped it in from the wrong side of the red line. And we get a whistle. East Hockey brought to you in part by Glenray Radiators, where quality and service go hand-in-hand. Glenray Radiators, serving the community since 1964 on Wausau's northeast side. Jack Knuckles takes the faceoff for East this time. High shot from the slot. That's Ben Feck. Hermanson made the save. There was a rebound. It's grabbed and sent to the far corner. Altoona looks to break it out, and they send it the length of the ice. They wave off icing for some reason. I don't know why. Nobody got a stick on that. East needs to chase it down, and they do. Cravens, cross ice pass. He's got a man. That's Jack Knuckles. He'll get to the red line and dump it in. And Gabe McGinnity will come in on the forecheck for East. Grabbed by Altoona. They'll look to break it out. Dangerous cross ice pass in front of their own net, and they are able to clear it out the length of the ice, but it will be an icing call against Altoona once again. Altoona's trying to get whistles whenever they can to give their players a little bit of a breather. Five skaters on the bench, not counting the guys that are on the ice. Face off in the shot, the centering pass sent in by Andrew Danel. Now Altoona able to get it out of the zone. Andrew Danel sends it back to his own defenseman. Romanski's got it. Sam sends it back to Trevor Holcomb. Holcomb dancing around, avoiding pressure. Sends the pass ahead. Andrew Danel tries to make a move and does. Carries it in. He gets the pass down low. Shot off the pipe on the backhander by DeVorty. He had an open net. The goalie was down, and he backhanded it off the pipe. Lumberjacks hold the zone. Send it behind the net. Andrew Danel, centering pass, trying to get it to DeVorty. It comes out to the point. Holcomb over to Romanski. Romanski back to Holcomb out on top. He keeps that shot on the ice. It's in front and then cleared away by Altoona. They'll send it out of the zone. Golden opportunity goes by the boards for the Lumberjacks, but they're going to attack again. Holcomb sent in deep by Landon Danel as East gets a change. Altoona sends it off the far boards. There's a shot thrown in and a glove save made as once again East had a player on the doorstep waiting for a rebound that didn't come. Nick DeVorty tried a twisting backhanded shot as the goalie was on the ice, and his shot hit the pipe. Faceoff sent down into the corner by Altoona, then around the net to the near boards. East skaters get over there quickly, try to hold it in. Centering pass is knocked out, now held in by Ben Feck. He turns, big slapper. That goes off the crossbar, I believe, and up and out of play. Ben Feck with a big slap shot, and I thought I heard puck on metal right there. I think it might have hit the crossbar and deflected up and out of play, and we get a whistle. 13:38. Lumberjacks keeping the pressure on, trying to get that second goal. Faceoff comes all the way out of the zone, chased down by Andy Cravens. Now he loses the handle on it, has to chase it all the way back in his own zone. Cravens sends it off the back of the referee along the boards. Now it slides all the way out. Altoona looks to take it back the other way. Puck grabbed by Ben Feck. He stands on it, nearly left it in his own zone, is able to clear it. Altoona dumps it in, and Feck will chase it down, carry it behind his own net. Tries a long pass. He had a man streaking ahead, but a good job of deflecting that by the defense. Now, Gabe McGinnity is going to carry it in. McGinnity turns. Has two defenders on him, gets it over, pass too far for Pascula. Now it's grabbed by Jack Knuckles. Makes one man miss, sends it over. Cravens wanted to take a one-timer and fell down. Puck still loose. Now Feck will dump it in toward the net. Deflects off the stick of McGinnity to the boards. McGinnity has it down in the corner. Knuckles has it now. Turns, takes a tough angle shot. Hermanson got a piece of that. He's able to hold the zone. Now Altoona clears it to center ice. Pascula sends it up to Jack Knuckles, and we get an offside call against the Lumberjacks. Nick Pascula trying to send it over to Jack Knuckles, but somebody got caught in offside. Breeze, and we get a whistle. 12:25 to play here, second period. 1-0, Lumberjacks with the lead. Cody Krasowski, Austin Cummings out there. Also on the ice for the Lumberjacks is Eric Schumacher. And now Altoona will pick it up. They want to attack. Romanski deflects the puck up and over the net on the shot. Comes to the near boards. Altoona out to the point. There's a shot thrown in, deflects off a skate over to the far corner. Railroaders trying to get some offensive scoring chances here. Lumberjacks grab the loose puck. They get it to Krasowski, and he's able to get it out of the zone. Now here comes East. Romanski's going to skate it ahead. 3-on-1. Centering pass, poke checked away. Good defense right there by Altoona. I think that was Brett Arves that got a piece of that one. Here comes the bucket of the net. Romanski going to chase it down to the corner, coming up from his defensive post again. They try to send a pass out to the point. That's intercepted. Altoona sends it out of the zone. Now they've got numbers. Two on one. They carry it in. Centering pass behind the intended player, and now he's able to carry it out. Now they've got numbers. Two on one. Carry it in. Austin Cummings. Centering pass. He had a man, and it popped over the stick of Romanski. He's able to hold his own. Puck comes out to the high slot. Cummings takes a shot that goes way wide over to the far boards, but he hustles over there and tries to hold it in. Altoona looking to clear it. Cummings lost his stick as the puck is down in the corner. Cummings is down there, needs to pick up his stick. Now he's going to try to pin it. It's sent to the near boards. Altoona cycles it down in the corner, trying to get it out of their zone. And hustling over there is Andy Cravens. He's going to hold it in, at least for the moment. Now a near interception. Overskating the puck was Nick DeVorney. It comes out to center ice. Lumberjacks will chase it down and set it up. Andy Cravens has it in his own zone. Cravens looks to skate it ahead. And will into the zone. Cravens turns, looks, tries to flick a pass to DeVorney, but that's poke checked away. Now the puck's in out of the zone. Hops over the defenseman's stick. The Schooler, they wave off the icing. It's grabbed by Landon Dainel. Dainel will send the pass ahead. And out of the zone. Altoona will grab it at center ice. Send it back to their defenseman. Now they'll flick it ahead. Now here comes East with a 3-on-2. They carry it in. Landon Dainel to DeVorney. DeVorney, centering pass. It's in front. Hermanson made the save. It was there for a moment. And then they clear it out. Send all the way to the other end. And that'll be another icing call against the Railroaders. Then we get a whistle. 9:52 to play. Second period. Lumberjacks remain in the lead. 1-0. East Hockey is brought to you in part by CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. Faceoff comes down to the high slot, knocked down into the corner by Ben Feck. Battle along the near boards. Down in the corner with it. Still battling, comes out to the point. Holcomb tries to send it in toward the net. It's intercepted before it gets there. And Altoona carries it out of the zone. They get to the red line and dump it in deep. Slides behind the East net. Ian Corbett hasn't had a whole lot of work in goal for the Lumberjacks tonight. Most of the game has been played on the Altoona side of the ice. Pucks in all the way to the other end. It was touched, and so there's no icing. Battle for it there. Gabe McGinnity. Altoona looks to break it up. Nice job by Holcomb of holding it in. And he dumps it back down into the corner. The late penalty coming. It's going to be against the Lumberjacks, and Altoona's going to get a power play here. Going to be another slashing call. Let's see who they got this time. It's going to go against Jack Knuckles. Gabe McGinnity. Gabe McGinnity will get the slashing call. And so Altoona will have the man advantage here. 9 minutes to play in the second period. Second power play for the Railroaders. Let's see what these penalty killers can do with this one. Lumberjacks win the faceoff. Carry it behind their own net, and then we'll send it the length of the ice. And they've got a man coming in shorthanded. That's Nick DeVorney. He's just going to play back passively on the penalty kill. They're going to attack if they can. Puck at center ice. And it's grabbed by Landon Dainel. Sends the pass ahead to DeVorney. DeVorney centers it back to Knuckles and the shot. Landon Dainel, a shot and deflected wide. Landon Dainel and Nick DeVorney play a little two-man game shorthanded. Now Holcomb steps up shorthanded and holds the zone. Puck slides behind the Altoona net. They're trying to get control of the puck and set up a power play. East isn't giving them the opportunity. Puck at center ice. Here come the Railroaders into the zone. Drop pass, shot, that goes wide. Rebound shot. Corbett had to make a save on that from a tough angle and then dives on it to cover it up. And we get a whistle. 8-11 to play second period. 1-11 remaining on the man advantage for Altoona. And the faceoff will come to the right of Ian Corbett. Puck comes to the far boards. Altoona controls it. Get it out to the point. Shot thrown in, that deflects. East tries to clear it, and they do. All the way to the other end, Austin Cummings going to chase that down in the corner shorthanded, trying to hold it down in. Altoona looks to break it out. On the power play, they get it out to center ice. Big check at center ice by Ben Fecht. And Cummings knocks the man down with the puck and sends it back the other way. 34 seconds remaining in the power play. Altoona sends it back. Here they come. They're going to carry it in. One man splits the two defenders and sends it in on the backhand that goes wide. Now centering pass pops up in the air. They get it out to the point. Can't hold the zone. Comes out of the zone. 9 seconds remaining in the penalty. East will grab control of the puck. Beck will take it into the zone. Makes one man miss. Carries it in. And carries it behind the net. Penalty is over. And the Lumberjacks have it in the zone. Jack Knuckles with it. Knuckles sends it over and getting a shot away. That's Pascula, and it got through. Nick Pascula had a save once made once again. Lumberjacks have it. Centering pass goes to the near boards. Pascula sends it down to the corner. Battle for the loose puck there. Centering pass in front. That goes wide to the far corner. Puck comes out to the point. East holds the zone. Puck slides behind the net again. Grabbed down there by McGinnity. McGinnity cycles it behind the net. They try to get it. It's a pass, and McGinnity takes a shot that deflects wide. Zone held once again by Max Pascula, who's out there on defense. Puck is behind the net. Centering pass, and it's going to be covered up by Hermanson, and we get a whistle. 6:06 to play here, second period. Lumberjacks leading 1-0. They were able to keep some extended pressure on right there. And now East will get an offensive zone faceoff. It's going to be Landon and Andrew Danil out there with Nick Devorney, with Romanski and Cravens on defense. And we're going to get a timeout call by Altoona just to give their players a breather here after that extended sequence right there. We'll take a timeout as well. 6:06 to play, second period. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Hockey, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. All right, here we go. Coming back in 3, 2, 1. Tom King back here at Hobbs Ice Arena. 6:06 to play second period. And the Lumberjacks are going to have a power play here. Altoona was called for too many men on the ice before that timeout. So East has the man advantage here. And it will be, it comes out to the blue line. Romanski with it. Takes a shot. Saved made by Hermanson. The rebound in front. And Altoona able to clear it away. Now they've got to chase it down. Altoona's got a man coming in hard on the forecheck. Corbett comes out of the net to play it and gets it out of the zone. Here comes Gabe McGinnity. McGinnity's going to carry it in. Gets it over. Shot and a save made by Hermanson on the shot by Andy Cravens. East controls it. Pass to Cravens and a shot. Another save made by Hermanson. Puck in the slot and the Lumberjacks can't get a shot away. They fire it behind the net to the near boards. He sends it out to Cravens. Cravens out near the blue line. Sends it cross ice to his partner, Romanski. Now they get it down low. Wrap around. That's coming. Trying to dig. Altoona able to clear it out. And we're going to get a whistle, and we're going to get a penalty. Austin Cummings is going to go to the box. He got into it with the goaltender down there. And it is going to be a penalty on Austin Cummings. So that's going to even things up. Going to be a slashing call on Cummings. He got into it with the goaltender down there after the save was made by Hermanson. So it will be 4-on-4 hockey here. Four on four hockey for a minute four, and then Altoona will have about a minute of a power play. 4-on-4 hockey. And they chase the Altoona center out there, and they'll get a new faceoff in the East defensive zone. Puck comes out to the point. They go D to D with it. There's a shot that got through. Corbett had to make a save on that. Holcomb grabs a hold of it for East, cycles it back to Cravens. Oh, that's Romanski. Sam Romanski with it. He'll send it high off the glass and out of the zone. Altoona goes D to D with it. Puck at center ice. Holcomb sends it in deep, and Nick DeVorney will give chase. Altoona wins the race. They've got the puck, sends it to the far boards. Brandon Daniel sends it back to the point. Romanski thought he was sending it back to Daniel. He wasn't ready for it. And Altoona able to clear the zone. Romanski to Holcomb. Altoona goes D to D and clears it out once again. A little more room to operate. 4-on-4. Romanski carries it in. Makes the move. Gets a backhander away. That deflects wide. One of the Altoona defensemen got a stick on that. Up to the point, Holcomb's shot goes off his leg and goes wide. The penalty for Altoona is over. They're on the power play now for about 50 more seconds. Puck at center ice. And the Railroaders will grab it and try to send up a power play attack here. Puck comes all the way into the east defensive zone. Romanski will grab it there and send it back the other way, but he didn't get it deep enough. And Altoona is able to mount another attack. There's a big check as Romanski teed up. One of the Railroaders who had his head down there. Got to keep your head up or you're going to get leveled. Puck goes down into the corner. Altoona will grab it. Cross ice pass intercepted at center ice by Ben Speck. He carries it in. And we're going to get a whistle and they're going to call a penalty on Nick DeVorney. That's going to be an interference call. Another penalty on the Lumberjacks. DeVorney for interference. 3:22 to play in the second period, and now the Lumberjacks are going to be down two men for 13 seconds. So the penalty killers have to do some work here to keep this game tied. It's still 1-0 East. And the puck comes out, and Altoona controls it. They go D to D. They hold the zone. Here's a wide-up. There's a shot that goes wide. Railroaders still control it. They get it to the opposite blue line again. There's another shot that deflects wide to the corner. First penalty is over for the Lumberjacks. 5-on-4 now. Altoona with the man advantage. He's looking to control it, and they will. McGinnity sends the pass ahead. 1-on-1. Ben Feck, one man to beat. Carries it in. Poke checked away. That's a nice job right there by the Railroaders captain, Caleb Anderson. Altoona clears the zone. And Jack Knuckles will chase down the loose puck, try to send it out. Now they get it to McGinnity at center ice. He flicks it ahead. Not very deep, though, and Altoona will grab it. Minute 7 remaining in the man advantage for the Railroaders. They're looking to get the equalizer here. Back will grab it at the blue line, send it in deep. Battle along the near boards. And Altoona sends a cross-ice pass. Beck once again will knock it in deep. Altoona power play is a work in progress. They haven't been able to muster much here on the man advantage. This is their first game, remember, and they're playing shorthanded. Puck at center ice. Here come the Lumberjacks in. Ben Feck carries it in shorthanded. He's got a man with him behind the net. Feck looks in right past. He's got a man cleared out. And now we're going to get a whistle, and what do we get? The net came off the moorings, and so we get a whistle here with a minute 46 to play, second period. 24 seconds remaining on the power play for Altoona. And a faceoff will come to the left of the Altoona goaltender, Alex Hermanson. Comes down to the point. Holcomb holds it in. It slides again behind the Altoona net. Held in at the point. Centering pass attempts by Andrew Daniel, intercepted by Altoona. Here they come back the other way. Carrying it in. Gabe Martin. Martin tries to get behind the defense. Centering pass goes off the side of the net and then cleared out of the zone by the Lumberjacks. They kill off the penalties. He's back to full strength. And Romanski will grab the loose puck. Sends it back in his own zone to Holcomb. Now Romanski gets it back. Flicks the pass ahead. Poke checked away by Altoona. center ice, Landon Dano will pick up the puck, and East looks to set up their attack again. They've got a man behind the defense, Cardell Tooney in a change. Here they come, shot, high shot goes over the top by Andrew Dano. Under a minute to play in the period, and now we get a whistle, and the puck came up, went out of play. Is that what it is? And so we'll get a faceoff here with 52.3 seconds remaining in the second period. Faceoff coming out of the zone. Ben Seck will take the draw. He's out there with Gabe McGinnity and Jack Knuckles. Faceoff one. Altoona sends it, but the East defense grabs it. Now Thicke gets the turnover in the zone, carries it in. Shot off the pipe again. That's about the third pipe. East has hit tonight. Centering pass, intercepted. Comes out to the point. There's a one-timer by Cravens, and that deflects up and out of play on the slap shot by Andy Cravens. 39.3 seconds remaining in the period. Lumberjacks have hit three pipes tonight. They lead it 1-0. Faceoff coming, and another turnover in the zone. There's a shot and a quick glove save made by Hermanson. They turned it over, and Knuckles got a shot away. Didn't get much on that one, though, and Hermanson was able to glove it easily. Rick will take the faceoff once again. Altoona sends it down and deep into their own zone. Peck will get down there and grab it. Behind the net with McGinnity. McGinnity centering pass. There's Knuckles back door. Shot the goal. Ben Seck camped on the back door. And Knuckles found him with 26 seconds remaining in the period. That was a nicely set up play right there. As Peck left the puck for McGinnity behind the net and then went to camp on the back door. And Knuckles fed Peck the puck. He caught Hermanson covering the other post, and an easy goal for Ben Seck right there. His second goal of the night. Knuckles and McGinnity will both get assists on that play. Faceoff sent behind the Altoona net again. And the Railroaders look to break it out. Here they come. Puck poked away at center ice. Now they'll send it in deep. Chased down by Andy Cravens. Sends it off the glass. Just 6 seconds remaining. Now a turnover. There's a shot. Corbett's got to make a save on that with just a few seconds remaining, and now the period will come to an end. Two periods in the books, and the Lumberjacks lead it here 2-0. We'll take a timeout, come back, recap the scoring, and talk about what's upcoming as far as high school sports right here on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.